Well, John Peterson is ordained in the United Methodist Church. He served local churches, but God called him into the ministry of stewardship and discipleship and all of that down at the United Methodist Foundation down in Lakeland. So we're going to welcome him as he brings the message this morning. Brother John.
Thank you, Ralph. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to be here this morning. I consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to bring God's Word to you this morning. Thank you to Ralph for inviting me. I also want to say thank you to Jane Zodi. Jane is a great servant of this church, and she has been on, how many years now, Jane, have you been on our board? About five years on her board. She said that with a deep breath. But it's so good being able to serve with you in that capacity. I want to let you know that I, since I came to the foundation 22 years ago, I really haven't had the opportunity to preach as much as I would like. So I do appreciate this opportunity. It reminds me of the last time that I preached, which was about 6 months ago. I was so excited in the pulpit, I just decided I was going to, you know, how it is, open up my heart, just let everything come out, all at once, all at one time. And so about 12 o'clock, I looked out, and all of a sudden, I saw a lot of the men out there in the service kind of fidgeting, and about 12:15, they were unloosening this, and about 12:30, I looked out, and one of them kind of went this. And they were such a gracious group of folks that we sang maybe 52 stanzas of "Just As I Am" at the end of the service, and we processed out, and they were so nice as they greeted me. Oh, you know, welcome, good to have you here this morning, Pastor. But you know, there's always one person in the church that tells it like it is, right? There's always one. And this gentleman, as he came out, he said to me, he goes, "Pastor," he goes, "your message was like the wisdom of God." And I should have left that alone. But not being too smart, I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "Well," he said, "I couldn't comprehend it, and you endured forever." My hope this morning is that I do bring some wisdom, but I do promise you I am not going to endure forever. I want us to do an exercise before I paraphrase some of the scripture passages that will be the focus of our message this morning. I'd like for everybody just to close your eyes for just a moment. And I want to ask you this question. How many of you are blessed this morning? How many of you are blessed? Amen. Now, as you close your eyes, I want you to begin to draw up those images from your past as to how God has blessed you in the past. What do you see? Do you see a spouse? Children? As you begin to think about how God has blessed your life in the past, what is it that you see? Now set those images aside for a moment, and I want to ask you, and again draw up those images, as to how God is blessing you today. A wonderful pastor? Do you see a loving church family? All these wonderful youth. Do you see boundless opportunities to be in ministry? How is God blessing you today? And now I want you to set those images aside, and I want you to do something much harder. And that is, I want you to begin to draw upon those images as to how God is going to bless you tomorrow. How is God going to take that which is impossible in your life and in the life of this church today And how is he going to make it a reality? Can you see it? Amen. Thank you for doing that. And as you listen, I'm going to be paraphrasing some of the biblical stories that hopefully will be familiar to you. Rather than focus on just one passage this morning, I want us to begin to see a thread or a theme that is pervasive throughout all of the scriptures. How many of you remember the story when the Israelites were at the Red Sea? You remember that? And Pharaoh's chariots, they heard them in the distance. They could see the dust. Death was imminent. Pharaoh's chariots on one side, the sea on the other. Do you remember what they cried out to Moses? Moses, why did you bring us here to die? And do you remember what Moses said in that impossible situation? He said, stand fast and see what the Lord is going to do for you this day. And what did he do? He took the staff and he parted the waters. Gideon said to God, God, if you want me to be a leader, if you want me to lead your people, then you've got to do something impossible. He said, I'm going to go to bed. Now he's challenging God and he says, God, I'm going to go to bed. And I've got this wool, this big ball of wool, and I'm going to put it on the ground. And I'm going to bed. And when I wake up tomorrow morning, if the wool is wet and the ground is dry, in other words, if you show me the impossible, I'll know that you want me to lead your people. Gideon goes to bed. He gets up the next morning. Do you remember what happened? He walked over to the wool. He picked it up. He went over to a bowl and he wrung out a bowl full of water. But what about the ground? The ground was bone dry. And then the funny thing was, Gideon said, well, you know, God, you did show me the impossible, but you got to show me again. So tonight, when I go to bed, I'm going to put the wool on the ground again. And when I get up tomorrow morning, if the ground is wet and the wool is dry, then I'll know. And you remember what happened the next day? Gideon got up. He went over to the wool, and the wool was as dry as could be. But the ground was soaking wet. Do you remember the story in the New Testament? The woman who had been ill for 12 years heard of the miracles of Jesus, heard of Jesus doing the impossible of healing those who were sick. And she wanted to see him. And as Jesus was coming by, the crowds pressed in. Do you remember that? Do you remember that story? The crowds pressed in and she didn't think she was going to get to see him. And she thought to herself, if only I can reach through the crowd and touch the hem of his garment. And she did. And her life was changed forever. The disciples came to Jesus and said, the crowds are hungry. What are we to do? What did Jesus say? Feed them. And here comes the theology of scarcity, right, Ralph? But Lord, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And the scriptures tell us Jesus took that which they had, gave thanks to God for it, and that day 5,000 were fed. Jesus says to us that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we could say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will be done. And finally, Jesus says, greater things will you and I do? He said, we have the capability of doing greater things because he ascends to the Father and he gives to each of us his Holy Spirit. My message this morning is all things are possible. Amen. Let us pray. Oh God, this morning, open our eyes that we may see anew The direction that you would have each of us to go as individuals and as a community of faith. Open our ears that we may hear something that we've never heard before, that we may hear and it may touch our lives. And oh God, this morning, open our hearts. And may the warmth of your Spirit melt the ice in our feet so that we may move forward to fulfill the vision and the dream that you have placed upon each of our hearts. And now, O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, may they be acceptable in your sight. For you, O God, you and you alone are our strength, and you are our Redeemer. Amen.